What's up, guys? It's Cole Bell back with another podcast, and today I hit 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, and this is absolutely insane to me. My lifetime subscriber goal was actually 100,000, and I can't believe I hit it today, and I still can't, like, comprehend that it actually happened, and, like, I still can't stop shaking and freaking out, and I'm just really thankful, and I love every single one of you guys, but I just want to talk about, like, you know, my journey with YouTube for a little bit tonight. It's currently like 2:30 in the morning and I should be going to sleep because I have like online school tomorrow. But again, I don't really care about that. This is more important to me. But I want to thank all of my friends and family who have helped me along the way and pushed me to keep doing what I love, even though I was like ready to quit at times. Like, shout out to Austin. He pushed me through it whenever I went through bad times, whenever YouTube was bugging and, like, delete my stuff. He pushed me through it, and he's always down to film with me and motivates me to keep going. Shout out Bryce Kurtz. He is always there for me. He always helps me editing. We're, like, best friends, and I see him every single day, and I'm really thankful for him. And let's go. Let's go a few more guy friends before we get to, you know, Katie and them. But we're gonna thank Jack Bernstein, because Slime Bernie is always there for me, you know, and he adds a very unique part to the channel. He is full of humor and he's just a very unique person, and he is just so awesome, and I'm super lucky to have him in my life. And you know, I want to thank Tyler, I want to thank Bryce Crawford, I want to thank Neil, I want to thank Jack Deasy, I want to thank everybody who was there along the way with me. Like, I couldn't do it without you. I want to thank Hayden Gupton, and not last but not least at all, I want to thank Katie. Katie has been with me forever, she's stuck by my side, we've done this whole thing together. And I'm very lucky to have her in my life. I'm very lucky to have her as my girlfriend, too. But, okay, enough of those thank yous. I know you guys are probably bored of that. But it's kind of weird because a year ago today, Katie hit 100,000 subscribers. And then a year later, I hit it. So, you know, that is very cool. And that's, like, I don't think that's a coincidence. But that is very crazy. And that's just, like, weird. Now it's another, like, anniversary. 100K, we both hit it April 22nd, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah. So, here's when I started YouTube. I'm gonna bring you guys through my thought process and, like, how everything went down. But it all started one day. I just wanted to be a YouTuber. I watched FaZe Rug and Jake Paul all day. I started paying money to, like, I joined this, like, class Jake Paul did. He did, like, an online class and, like, gave people advice to start YouTube. So I paid for that and joined, and, like, he just gave tips. He said, like, write your goals down on paper, which I did. I still have that paper in my room. And then he said, like, stay consistent, don't listen to the haters. And that's still what I preach to this day, consistency, and stay away from the haters. Don't let them get to you. If you guys have asked me for advice, that is exactly what I say. But after all of that, Christmas was rolling around, so, I asked for a GoPro because I thought that was a very good YouTube camera. Well, Cole soon realized he was wrong, but my grandma, she gave me a GoPro for Christmas, and I was so hyped, and I was like, I'm gonna go so big on YouTube, this is gonna be crazy, I got my first camera. So the first video I filmed was a fart bomb prank, right? It's still on my channel, it's very embarrassing, but it's actually kind of funny. And I get out there, and my brother's filming me, and I am thinking, I'm like, okay, Carter, dude, we're gonna start this channel off, and I'm just gonna be, like, the biggest screw-off. I'm gonna be a clown. I'm gonna, like, act like I don't care about anything and just be funny. You can tell that I try so hard in the intro and everything. I'm like, hi, guys, my name's Cole Bell, and I'm back with another video, and I'm not serious at all. And I, like, do all this stupid, not funny stuff. And now looking back at it, it's like my biggest regret. I was trying to be somebody who I wasn't. And if I could preach one thing to you guys, it would be yourself. Because you can't act like anybody else and, like, get their success. Like, I was trying to act, I'll be honest, I was, like, trying to act like, you know, Danny Duncan. Like, trying to, like, you know, be funny, reckless, but that's just not who I am. I mean, I have a side to me like that, and you guys have definitely seen that in videos before. But, you know, that video was not really acting like myself, but as I got into YouTube and as I kept going, I got into vlogging more, and that's when, like, my true colors came out. So, a video that I want to highlight along the way is I have the most fun when I go out with my friends and just be myself. Like, if you guys have seen, like, the Stealing Yeezys prank video, like, that was one of the best times. We went to the mall. It was a vlog. Same with the designer stores prank. Getting kicked out of designer stores. That video, we went downtown Atlanta. Super fun. We rode, like, the motorized scooters. Messed around a little bit. We met, like, this guy who was, like, giving us advice. And that was, like, really cool. We also threw, like, stacks of fake hundreds off the third story of the mall. And, like, people would swarm and try to get it. It was just all around a really funny thing. A really fun day. And later that night, we went to Avalon. And we, like, ice skated and stuff. And that was just an amazing vlog. Also, I want to talk about what I want to be doing with my channel now that I've, like, hit 100k and, like, it's, like, for real, for real. I want to start traveling so much. I want to travel. I want to film when I travel. Travel videos is, like, it's what I love to do. I know, like, I don't travel very much, but, like, I vlogged when I go to the beach every year. That's, like, a reoccurring thing. I just love vlogging when I go places because I think that's really fun. It's a memory that I can hold on to. I could go back to it whenever. It's just, I love traveling and I love vlogging. And I just really want to start expanding my range. Hopefully get over there to California. Mark my words, I would do anything to be there right now after this quarantine stuff is over with, because I honestly just can't take it right now. By the way, if you don't know, our governor in Georgia is reopening everything in Georgia on Monday. And he is reopening, like, certain things like tattoo parlors and, like, barber shops tomorrow. So, I guarantee you that the corona rates are going to go straight up from here. Like, it's going to go straight through the roof. But who knows? I don't really know what's happening right now. But I'm not going to get into politics. You know, I'm not, like, choosing a side. I just think everybody thinks this is a bad decision. Okay, back to YouTube, where we should have been talking about the whole time. I want to go out to California. I want to meet some more content creators because I figured out along the way it is so much fun filming with people who have the same goals and mindset as you. People who love being on social media, filming with them is like heaven. You guys click, you guys both, like, you know, have fun for the video. But if you film with someone who doesn't want to be on camera, that's just not fun. So I would really love to go to California and hang out with some of the content creators that I, like, already talk with on, like, Instagram and meet some more people who could, you know, be big roles in my life. Yeah, and then I'm excited about the 100K plaque. I still don't know where I'm going to put that on my wall. It's probably going to take months before it gets here because they usually don't, like, send you it right away. But that's crazy. I never thought I'd ever have a plaque. Like, that is so fi. I'm gonna have Instagram pictures probably of me holding the plaque somewhere because, like, that is crazy. That's gonna be my most prized possession. Like, I already love it and it's not here. It's like when, like, people get pregnant, but, like, it's me and my 100K plaque. That's the stupidest thing I've ever said. You guys better quote me on that one. And also, if you're listening to this before I release it, how the frick did you find me? Because I didn't release any podcast, but I wake up and there's like 200 views on everything and I'm really confused because I never leaked anything. I feel like you guys are just going on Spotify and looking up Cole Bell, but whatever, whatever floats your boat. Just don't spread it right now. I'm going to post it very soon. Okay, this is a lot. What else could I talk about? What else could I talk about? Oh, God, something's on the tip of my tongue. I have so many videos coming out. I have, like, 7 filmed right now. And, like, when this quarantine's over, like I said, I'm gonna have, I think, a 100K, like, party get-together thing. And that is gonna be a really fun vlog because, as you guys know, Katie had the same exact thing when she had 100K. And it was, like, that was, like, one of my favorite days ever. And it wasn't even, like, for me. It was for her. And that was just a wonderful day. I had so much fun. We, like, threw her a party. and we just went around, like, someone's neighborhood, and it was just a really fun day. I hope mine can live up to that expectation after this quarantine is up, because I can't take it anymore. I'm going insane. But there's only 4 more weeks of school, you know. We're going to make it. Online school. It's not that bad. I'm on season 6 of Criminal Minds. I've realized that I'm not talking about YouTube anymore. I'm just catching guys up on my life, but that's okay. We love that. I applied on, like, this thing. So, like, Tana Mojo, like, texts me now. So, that's pretty cool. She, like, sends me selfies, which is a little bit cool and weird at the same time. But, you know, it's fine. What else could I catch you guys up on? I filmed a short film today for my audio video school class, and I think that's really cool. It's kind of got, like, a dark meaning. It's, like, a suicide prevention thing and, like, a depression thing. And I just want to remind you guys, I know that it's a rough time for so many people out there, and I just want to push you guys to reach out to those friends who you haven't talked to in a little bit since, like, school, because you never know. You wouldn't like to feel like that if nobody was talking to you. Trust me. It's, like, that's not a good feeling. Make sure that everybody feels loved. Make sure you talk to everybody, even if you don't know them that well or they're not your best friend. When this stuff's over all summer, invite them to go hang out with you guys, even if they're not in your small little friend group. But everybody needs to feel loved, because right now, it's people could feel so lonely. They're probably just sitting in their room right now. That's why I'm making so many TikToks on my account, at ColeBell0. But, and I'm like, send to your friends who you haven't talked to in a while, because I want to push people to stop feeling lonely. I want, like, everybody to be happy during this time, because, you know, nothing we can do about it, but you might as well be positive and friendly to everybody right now, because there's already enough crap in this world. Also, surprises. I have lots and lots of surprises coming for you guys, including this podcast right now. It's not really a surprise. It's kind of crappy, but who cares? I love it. And then I have another big surprise. I don't know when this stuff is going to be out, but I'm working so hard on it. It's, you know, I'm working hours all through the night, you know, up to like 4 a.m. just working, investing my money in myself, and I'm just so excited. I'm trying to get everything perfect, but it will be out eventually, I promise. Oh my gosh, I've been sitting here for 13 minutes almost just talking my butt off. I'm sorry if you're still listening to this. I doubt there is anybody listening to this. If you hear me right now, you better DM me on Instagram or, like, comment on any of my videos or, like, posts on Instagram and be like, Cole, I hear you on your podcast. Exact words. Say this. Ready? You're going to say this. Hang on. Let me think of a word. You're going to say this exactly. Cole likes waffles. If I see any of those comments, if you are still here and you comment that on my Instagram posts or on my videos, just Cole likes waffles. That's it. I will follow, because you are a real one if you listen 13 minutes into me just talking about random crap that isn't even important. Actually, yes, it is important. It's my life. But, see, as you guys can tell, I'm just losing my mind, and I'm just sitting here at 3 in the morning, not even knowing what I'm doing right now. Oh, yeah, tomorrow. Huh, what am I going to do tomorrow? Tomorrow I'm going to my lake house, and I can vlog at the lake, because I love doing that. And I'm going to hopefully, like, bake a cake as, like, my celebration for myself. It's kind of a loser thing to do, but, you know the vibes. But I'm gonna make, like, the 100K plate or cake for myself. It's gonna turn out terrible, because whenever I cook stuff, it just doesn't go right. But, you know, that's my plan. And I will do some more podcasts in the future for sure, but this one is over now. Please go follow me on Instagram and TikTok, both at ColeBell0. My Snapchat is CTB71703. Don't judge me, please. I made that when I was in, like, 3rd or 4th grade. Yeah, I had Snapchat at a young age. But also, my YouTube is ColeBell. Thank you guys so much for 100K. Like, literally, I can't even understand that. Like, why? Like, I gained, like, 200 tonight, and that is so crazy. Like, thank you guys so much. I love you. You guys are literally goats. The Colsters are goated. but I'll see you guys next time. I love you all, every single one of you. Peace! And if you need someone to talk to, I'm always open. My DMs on Instagram always open. I'm responding to you guys all day, and I am doing people's Snapchat streaks. I don't go through your stuff. I'm not creepy like that. I just, like, do your streaks, post on your story, and get out of there. It's really fun. I've done it so many times already, so just DM me on that, too. All right, bye, guys.